Welcome to History in a Year, America's first 250 years.
Join us every single day as we journey from the Revolution of 1776 to the 250th anniversary of the United States.
You can find every episode and join the discussion at pointedwords.com. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
It is February 28th. Welcome to episode 59. It is the last day of February, which means it is time for our monthly recap.
And what a month it has been. We have covered nearly 20 years of history over the last 28 days, and these were arguably the most dangerous years the United States ever faced.
It is a miracle this country survived February.
It really is. When we started the month, the American Revolution had just ended. The British had surrendered at Yorktown, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and the United States was officially an independent nation.
But we quickly realized that winning the war was actually the easy part. Building a functioning country was much, much harder.
We spent the first week of February watching the United States completely fall apart under its first government, the Articles of Confederation.
The federal government was broke. It couldn't tax, it couldn't pay its soldiers, and it couldn't stop the individual states from fighting with each other. It all culminated in Shays' rebellion when angry, bankrupt farmers in Massachusetts picked up their muskets and marched on the courts.
That rebellion terrified the Founding Fathers. It proved that the grand experiment in liberty was descending into anarchy.
So they hit the panic button. In the summer of 1787, 55 men locked themselves in the Pennsylvania State House in Philadelphia. They closed the windows, swore themselves to secrecy, and spent 4 grueling months arguing over the future of the continent.
We spent a lot of time in that room this month. We saw James Madison arrive with his Virginia plan. We saw the small states threaten to walk out. And we saw the great compromise that created the House of Representatives and the Senate.
We also had to confront the original sin of the Constitution. To keep the Southern states in the Union, the delegates compromised on the issue of slavery. They created the 3/5 clause, giving the South massive political power, and they agreed not to touch the international slave trade for 20 years.
It was a deeply flawed document, born out of brutal political bargaining. But it was a framework, and once it was ratified, the United States had to actually make it work.
Which brought us to the Washington administration.
George Washington was unanimously elected as the first president. And he stepped into a job that didn't come with an instruction manual. Every single thing he did set a precedent.
He created the first cabinet. But he made the fatal mistake of putting the two most brilliant, ambitious, and stubborn men in America in the same room.
Alexander Hamilton as Secretary of the Treasury and Thomas Jefferson as Secretary of State.
The rivalry between Hamilton and Jefferson defined the second half of our month. They had two completely different visions for the United States.
Hamilton wanted a powerful, centralized, industrial superpower with a national bank and a standing army.
Jefferson wanted a quiet, decentralized, agrarian republic of independent farmers, where the states had all the power.
They hated each other. And out of their hatred, the first two American political parties were born— the Federalists and the Democratic Republicans.
The fighting got so bad that George Washington literally had to beg them to stop. But the partisan divide only deepened when the French Revolution broke out.
Jefferson's party loved the French Revolution and wanted to help them fight the British. Hamilton's party was terrified of the French mobs and wanted to align with Great Britain for trade.
Washington kept the country neutral, but the stress broke him. After 2 terms, he had had enough. He published his farewell address, warning the country about the dangers of political parties and foreign alliances, and he went home to Mount Vernon.
Which left the presidency to John Adams. And poor John Adams stepped right into a buzzsaw.
Adams inherited a divided country and an undeclared naval war with France, the Quasi-War. We watched as the XYZ affair whipped the nation into a patriotic, anti-French frenzy.
But that fear of a foreign enemy quickly turned inward. We covered one of the darkest chapters in American history, the Alien and Sedition Acts.
The Federalist Party used the threat of war to pass tyrannical laws, making it a literal federal crime to criticize the president. They threw journalists and even a sitting congressman into freezing jail cells.
It was a direct assault on the First Amendment. In response, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison secretly drafted the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions, introducing the terrifying concept of nullification, arguing that states could simply ignore federal laws they didn't like.
George Washington warned that this argument would destroy the Union. And he was right. It laid the exact legal groundwork the South would use to justify the Civil War 60 years later.
And speaking of George Washington, we mourned his death in December 1799. The one man holding the country together was gone.
Without Washington, the election of 1800 turned into an absolute bloodbath. It was Adams versus Jefferson, part two.
We saw Alexander Hamilton commit political suicide by publicly attacking John Adams. We saw an electoral tie between Jefferson and Aaron Burr, leading to a terrifying six-day standoff in the House of Representatives, where militias threatened to march on the Capitol.
While the politicians fought in Washington, we also looked at the reality of life in the South. We covered Gabriel's Rebellion, the massive, meticulously planned slave uprising in Virginia that forced the Founding Fathers to face the hypocrisy of their own revolution.
It was a turbulent, chaotic decade. The United States was pushed to the absolute breaking point over and over again.
But the month ended on a miracle, March 4th, 1801.
John Adams quietly packed his bags and left town. Thomas Jefferson walked through the muddy streets of Washington, D.C. to take the oath of office.
For the very first time in modern human history, a political party in power lost an election and handed the keys to the government to their worst enemies without a single drop of blood being shed.
The Revolution of 1800 proved that the Constitution wasn't just a piece of paper. The system actually worked. The Republic survived its infancy.
And that brings us to the end of February. But the story is just getting started.
Because Thomas Jefferson is now the president. And tomorrow, as we turn the calendar to March, Jefferson is going to look at a map of North America and make the greatest real estate deal in human history.
Join us tomorrow for episode 60, as we officially kick off a new month. We are heading to the back rooms of Paris to witness the Louisiana Purchase. Napoleon needs cash. Jefferson wants a river, and the United States is about to double in size overnight.
I'm Leah.
And I'm Stephen. You can find every episode at pointedwords.com. And this is our story.